It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Mary Lynn Tubbs and Kylie Howes with the Miss Carbon County Pageant. We've got a cool informational meeting. If your kids have ever been wanting to do a pageant or need more information on it, we've got that coming up. We're going to talk about the pageant itself and then a couple of workshops that are going to be coming up and tied in with it. And you know what? It's getting really close to our send-off for Miss Carbon County, so we're going to talk about that briefly towards the end. Ladies, thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, thank you.
Kylie, we're going to start with you, and we're going to just kind of, I want you to kind of give people an idea of, let's talk about just the Miss Carbon County pageant, and let people know, you know, how long has it been going on? How long have you been a part of it? And those kinds of things, and then what, you know, what kids get from it. Ladies get a lot from this, and it's not just, you know, self-esteem and those kinds of things. There's a lot of great things that come along with it. So let's start with that.
Yeah, so the Miss Carbon County organization has been around for quite a while. I think this year is actually our 65th year. Don't quote me on that, but I think that that's about where we're at. But it's a really great organization for young women in our community to not only like benefit their community with their service platforms, but also to earn scholarship funds to further their education, and also just to be role models and examples to the younger girls that are coming up through the organization. And yeah, it's just a great program.
And we just spoke with Megan Maurer, this year's Miss Carbon County, and I asked her a question. I'm going to ask you the same question. If there's somebody out there that is a young lady that is just kind of sitting on the fence and can't decide, what would you tell her are some of the greatest things that she's going to do to try and get her to persuade her to, you know what, you should really do this?
Honestly, coming from experience, I would say just the self-confidence that you learn from doing this pageant, and also interviewing. Interviewing is a huge thing throughout your entire life, especially with job interviews. And I always tell the girls, like, once you've done a pageant interview, job interviews are a piece of cake. And so just being able to talk to people and communicate with people of all ages is a great benefit of that.
And honestly, that was her answer. Self-confidence was one thing. She goes, it sounds cliche, but it's really, that's the main thing that a lot of people get from it. So you've got a clinic coming up. It's actually more of an informational meeting that's coming up. And if you've ever had, if you have a daughter that has been interested in doing a pageant or anything like this, this is where you would need to go. And Mary Lynn's going to answer some of these questions. We're going to talk about that with her. You've got this informational meeting coming up. When is it? Where is it? All the good stuff.
So it is June 15th at 5 o'clock for the teens, and then 6:30 for the Miss group. And it's at Mont Harmon.
And what information are people going to get from this if they, you know, if they're looking for, is it, it's more than just, you know, this is why you should do it, right? It's all the information that they're going to need to really compete.
Right. So we will go over eligibility requirements, scholarship information, county requirements, contract information. We'll go over the phases of competition, so talent, interview, the interview process, building the community or building their community service platform, wardrobe requirements, and then they'll get to meet the committee and the title holders.
And those are all, are those kind of going to be like workshops that are going to be offered during that, or is that going to be a totally separate thing as well?
Yes, we do offer workshops, and they will start June 22nd, and they are weekly.
Okay, so I'm sure there's paperwork and things to fill out. Is this kind of this meeting going to be about, go here if you're interested, let's get you the paperwork and all those kinds of things? And then when does that paperwork need to be turned in?
And so our deadline will be July 27th.
Okay.
And then pageant day is August 28th.
And since this is really just an informational meeting, and you don't need to know who's coming, just show up if you're wanting information and more information about that.
Correct.
Okay. If anybody has a question about the meeting, how can they get in touch with either one of you two?
So they can get a hold of Kylie at 435-650-6744. They can go to our website at misscarboncounty.org.
Okay, and then the other thing that you've got coming up, you're going to have a mini, little, and junior Miss meeting in July. And is that's a little bit more involved and detailed, isn't it?
Yeah, so with that orientation meeting, everything is due at that time. So they need to have all their paperwork turned in, and that is our sign-up deadline as well. So that's July 21st at 5 o'clock at Mont Harmon.
Okay, and where can they go to get all their forms? Do they you guys up? Or?
So it's MissCarbonCounty.org, and they'll just hit the paperwork link, and everything is downloadable right there, and they can submit everything online.
And they need to bring all of that with them to the meeting.
Yes, everything should actually be turned in because we've moved everything online this year, so they can submit everything right through our website, and we'll have that information before the meeting even starts.
Okay, and once again, when is that?
That's July 21st at 5 o'clock.
And that will be at Mont Harmon also.
Correct.
Okay, and then coming up just next week, Miss Carbon County right now, Megan Maurer, is going to head off to compete in the Miss Utah pageant. And this is your last year competing in Miss Utah. So let's rally the troops and get some people out there, and then talk about the fact that, you know, you guys are stepping away from the Miss Utah organization.
Yeah, so Megan will compete at Miss Utah next weekend, and so her send-off party, it's for anyone in the community. It's a free event, and it's on June 7th at 7 p.m. And then we are stepping away from the Miss Utah program just for different reasons, and we want the girls to more focus on service in our community and be able to do those types of things more locally instead of statewide. And we're also able to give more scholarships that way, which I think will benefit our girls. And it also allows us to take more control of the paperwork and everything. So there's a lot less paperwork involved now. So if you're interested in competing, now I think would be a really great time just because the paperwork is a lot more simple. I think it'll be a lot of fun.
Okay, Mary Lynn and Kylie, thank you so much for taking out the time today to come in and talk to us about it. It's the Miss Carbon County. It's an informational meeting. So if you have a daughter out there ages 4 to 24 that would be interested in participating in the Miss Carbon County pageant, you know what? The first informational meeting is going to be at Mont Harmon on June 15th. And then the minis, the littles, and the junior miss meeting will be July 21st at Mont Harmon as well. And you can always check out their information at MissCarbonCounty.org, and they'll have all the information there for you. Ladies, thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Now, for more information on interviews like this one, you can always check out our website, CastleCountryRadio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.